All right, guys, welcome back here to the Right Side radio program. We are doing something a little bit different today here in the extended version of the program today. We have a guest in studio with us today, a young man that is a Christian rapper. Now, John and myself are not rap aficionados by any stretch of the imagination. But when I was told about this young man and told that he has taken a popular style of music and figured out a way to make it to let God use it and to uplift people, it sounded remarkable to me, and it was something that I felt like we needed to talk with this guy and see exactly what got him on. This young man, he goes by the name Young John. Young John,
welcome. I like that already.
Well, we've got Old John and we've got Young John.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to the program, John. And I guess the first question I have for you is, what first got you involved in making music, and were you always influenced by Christ in the direction you wanted to go with your music, or was that something that came later that he touched you?
Well, actually, the time I learned that I could rap, I was at a point where I had a decision to make. Was I going to rap for the world or for God? And after weighing things out, the obvious decision for me was to rap for God. Because I'm not going for what the world has to offer. I'm going for what God has to offer.
You know, rap music as a whole, and I think you'll probably agree with this, we've seen the perversion and we've seen the hip-hop culture that has sprung out of conventional rap, I guess would be the best way to call it,
or
gangster rap, whatever you want to call it. You know, was it something that, again, God called you and just basically said, this is a format that is kind of been perverse for a long time, I want you to use this to spread my word?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the most important thing to me is reaching souls, because this life, and what's the average life expectancy? You know, 70 years. And then after that, what? What's next?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at eternity and just the time here on earth, because I know so many teenagers. We've had a few at our church these past few years that have died in car wrecks. And my goal, my mission, is to reach these kids, so if they have that car wreck, are they ready for eternity?
One of the first things that I was told about you was by a good friend of ours, a man that actually introduced me to you and it got us interested in having you on the show. And he said that he had talked with people that had heard your music and said that, and I think this is an amazing testimony to your music, is that Jesus has you with this music before you even realize he has you. And we listen, me and John listened to a couple of tracks during one of the commercial breaks, and it sounds like conventional, like music you would just hear on the top hits radio play, but it's got a much better core message than it does. So it seems like by using that format, you're going to be able to get people that are actually going to be introduced to Christ that normally wouldn't, just because they like the beat, so they stop, they listen, they memorize the words. Before they know it, they're rapping for Christ as well.
Exactly, that's the whole point. That's the whole purpose of what I'm doing, is to give these kids what they're used to listening to, but instead of taking the lyrics that have to do with sex and drugs, now we're talking about God, and they're liking it just as much as they would the other.
Now, one of the other things, and again, I don't want you to name any names or anything here, but from what I understand, you tried to get radio play on other radio stations, and you kept getting met with, you go to a top hit station, and they tell you, we don't want you on, we like your music, it sounds good, but we can't have you because you're Christian. Then you go to the Christian stations, and they tell you, we like your music, we like the message you have there, but we can't have you because it's rap. Again, did any of that ever frustrate you to the point to where you thought about, maybe I need to look elsewhere, or did you always know this is your path?
Well, first of all, it does frustrate me. But second of all, it's all in God's time. And I know one thing, that God is in control. And whatever he wants to do with this talent he's given me, it's going to happen. I know that for sure.
Amen.
So if he wants this thing to take off, then I know 100% it's going to take off. So, I mean, yes, I have to find alternate routes other than the radio stations, but maybe one day that door will open.
Well, we're fixing to play a track of yours here on the radio. So we're giving you some radio time right here. And
yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's just something that we both felt when we heard about the story. We felt like this was something we had to do. I mean, I was a little frustrated when I was told that you were being told no by one because you were Christian, which, you know, they should never do, even though they said they liked it. And then you're being told by another, by a Christian station, no, because of the style you choose. And I just felt like we need to give you a shot, and we need to play something for you. You picked out a track here for us. Tell us what the name of the track is, and we'll play this track for you. Go ahead and introduce your music.
Well, the song right here is called Your Love, and it basically describes the love God has for us and what he did on Calvary. And it's just a song to be a blessing to Christians, really, so that they know what God went through and how much he loves us.
All right, folks. For the first time on Radio Play, we've got Your Love by Young John.
Yeah. Young John. Young John. I'm gonna slow things down for me. I gotta let y'all know about God's amazing love, all right?
was great.
Thank you.
And I just can't understand why a Christian station wouldn't play it. It just befuddles me.
Well, I mean, even a top hit station, because, I mean, that sounds, the sound is very similar to, like, if you just turned on a pop hit station, you would hear countless songs that say something, well, don't say something like that, but sound similar to that. I mean, the sound fits those stations. It's the message they don't like, and, again, they should be wanting to spread that message. Again, I have a problem with that. I really do. And, again, it...
Yeah, I know you don't want to say who it is, but I sure would like to know.
You know, it's none of the stations involved with this one, obviously, you know, but it just... It's frustrating, and I know it has to be frustrating for you because it just... again, you put a lot of work into that, and obviously it's coming from your heart, and to be told no... For silly reasons, and that's what it is, silly reasons why they said no.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have prayer being taken out of schools, mm-hmm. commandments being taken off of walls, mm-hmm. so why not Christian music being taken off the radio?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that the direction it's heading doesn't surprise me, but like I said, God's in control, and hey, if he wants it to happen, it's going to happen.
Absolutely. I mean, things are going to come around, and I think that Friday night, you've got a concert coming up, and when we get back from a commercial break, we're going to talk to you a little bit about that, make sure everybody knows when and where, so that way they can be there, attend this concert, and hopefully things are going in the right direction. I think they are, because I think, especially with the heart in the place that you are in right now, I think you've got the right guide in hand, so I think that you're definitely on the right track. We'll get back. We'll talk with you a little bit more about this and get into a little bit about the concert you got coming up Friday night at the Courtyard in Laurel, Mississippi. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Plus, the phone lines are open if you want to call into the big show today. 261-0898 for those of you in Hattiesburg, 649-0898 for those of you in Laurel. All right, guys, welcome back here to the Right Side radio program. Jack Fairchild's John Burt here in the studio, and we are joined by our guest here in the studio, a man who goes by the name Young John, which, again, I think it's funny that I've got Young John and I've got Old John today.
No,
so.
It's chronologically challenged.
So, I like that. All right. Moving on, we got to focus on our guest, but that was good.
I told you it didn't take much to get him off topic, didn't I?
But yeah, we've got a caller on the line, so let's go to the phone lines real quick, and let's let this caller. I understand this caller is somebody that knows you, Young John. Let's let him introduce himself to you real quick because he had a message for you during the break. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, caller.
What's going on, man?
All right, you go by the name K-Mac, and you're actually performing with Young John Friday night there at the Courtyard in Laurel, Mississippi at 7 o'clock, correct?
That is correct. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And you had a message you wanted to deliver to Young John, and I wanted to let you deliver it on the air for him.
Sounds good. First of all, I want to say Grand Hustle, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Grand Hustle, K-Mac.
So I want to let you know I love you, man. Friday night is going to be a blessing. It's going to be crowded. The Lord's going to be there. It's going to be time to do it, man. I want to let you know I love you, and God bless you, man.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate you calling, man.
Well, I've been going to do praise and worship, but I wanted to call and let you know I'm supporting you, and I'm here for you. Anything you need, you know, you call your boy K-Mac. I'm just going to do some praise and worship now.
You got it, man. Go get him.
All right, man.
Hey, that was nice. And when he said to pass along the message, because I spoke to him on the phone before during the commercial break, I was like, let's let you pass that message along on the air. Because, again, I know you're not in it for the like messages or the praise like that. You're in it for the praise to the Lord. But
yes, sir.
Still, any encouragement you can get has to help.
Oh, yes, sir. Encouragement is definitely important to me right now.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about something, because... one of the stories I was told about. Now, again, I didn't see this, but I was told about your music being played, and some of your more staunch, you know, Southern Baptist, which I am Southern Baptist, by the way, but more of your staunch, set in their ways type people were seen stepping. They were seen clapping and putting their foots down. that your music is reaching people that have actually will give it the time to listen, is reaching more than just a young crowd. Is that something you find surprising a little bit, or is it something that you just knew the Lord's impact would get anyone?
Well, that's definitely surprising to me. Mm-hmm. Even when you think of, obviously, it's Christian-based, mm-hmm. but it's rap.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the older generation is actually interested in it, and that really surprises me, but I'm obviously happy to see it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you saw John was tapping his foot a little bit there. You know,
yeah, I saw.
So, I mean, right there, we got John Burt sitting there. He's a fan now. So
yeah, I sure am.
We both
should like to see it get wider play, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because
I might have to make some phone calls, put a little pressure on some
yes, sir.
Of these people.
This is a pit bull you got sitting beside you.
Okay.
I pick on John a lot, but if you need something done, John will get on the phone. He'll hammer people over the head.
I like people like that.
That's a good man right there.
Yeah, I ain't shy.
Not in the slide. Nobody will. Do I need to find the audio clip of you accosting Gene Taylor again?
No, it's quite okay.
Yeah, it's on the internet.
Okay.
You can see it.
All right, we'll look that up later.
But yeah, it just again, it's remarkable what you're doing, especially to hear these type words in a style of music that I personally have always associated with just filth and disgust. Really amazes me. You know, it's something that hearing that in there, you wouldn't expect. I think that once people get past the initial shock of this stuff, if they take the time to stop and listen to the words, they can't help but be inspired.
Well, that's all I'm asking for, is just take the time and just give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the old Southern Baptist, a lot of churches won't give it a chance, you know, because I'm trying to perform into the church, because I have two missions. My first mission is obviously to reach the lost.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm doing a show like the Courtyards in the middle of town. And the second mission is to motivate Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get into those old school Southern Baptist churches so I can motivate those young kids in that church.
Let me ask you this, though. If it's somebody that is already a churchgoer and already has a strong, solid faith, do you think that what you're doing, like with the Courtyard concert, and maybe even getting sometime here in the near future, getting radio play and on mainstream radio, do you think you're going to probably reach more people doing that than you would in some of these Baptist churches or Methodist churches or whatever?
No question. That's the ultimate thing. If I can get shows, you know, the thing is, those shows take much more. You got finances and mm-hmm. a lot more energy that has to go into that than if I were to go to a church. But that's definitely it's definitely worth it, seeing those kids' lives change, man. Mm-hmm. It's no question, it's worth it.
Well, we did want to play another song for you because again, you know, since the others won't play it, you know, we want to try to give you a little bit more player time than just the one song. And you picked out another one for us. Tell us what the name is. Go ahead and introduce your song again.
Well, this is actually my newest song I've done. It was recorded about a month ago. It's called How It Go. And it's basically it's totally different than the slut. This is a fast-paced energy song. And what it is, it's just me driving downtown and telling everybody about God, and the enemy's trying to stop it. And that's all it is. And you'll see how it comes out in the end.
All right, here's the song How It Go by Young John.
Okay. My flash, like Kobe Bryant, put up my stats. When I get to heaven, collect my stats. You know, see the boss and get his autograph. They might not understand, they might look abandoned, but when they talk about me, I'm sitting in my mansion. See, this is God's intention, so I will pay attention. You don't believe in him, then you can only imagine. This is how it goes, riding for dough, spreading God's word till everybody knows. This is how I do, I handle my bills, and I'ma crank it up. I'ma do it like this. I'm so cool, I'm so fly. I like my time to jealous, I'ma vibe. I'm so cool, I'm so fly. I like my time to jealous, I'ma vibe. Everywhere I go, they come so Christless. Cross chain on, yeah, I'm so icy. They don't like what I'm doing, man. My wind is so heavy, they say don't like me. He heard the devil, he said I couldn't do it. I'ma drop my first album. What's up?
undercover, just chillin'. Lift guards, now I ain't high to the ceiling. Yeah, if the devil's work, then I'm killin'. Saw a demon, got me out of my car. Said, boy, now you gone too far. Said, I broke the devil's number one law. Been preaching God's word, got called. Then God. Shows up. Spoke to the demon, now hands up. Get back. I'm the shame. Your turn right here is on my team. On my team. This is how it goes. Right for those. Spreading God's word till everybody knows. This is how I do. I handle my biz. And I'ma crank it up. I'ma do it like this. I'm so cool.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Even for an old fogey like me.
And he is old. You know, let's make no mistake about
it. Father Time.
Exactly. Let's go to the phone lines because we only got about a minute 20 left in the program. We've got Diana on the line. Diana in Hattiesburg. Diana, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Good. It was just breaking up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say how impressed I am with young John. My head was bobbing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song, and he rocks.
Well, awesome. You've got a new fan. I hate to keep it short with you, because normally we talk to you for a little while, but we are out of time, and we want to make sure young John's got a chance to plug his gig before we get off the show with him.
Okay, young John, you rock. Keep
Thank
up.
You very much. Thank you.
Well, young John, real quick, we got about 30 seconds till the end of the show. Go ahead and let everybody know when and where they can see you Friday night.
This Friday night, the Courtyards in Laurel. The doors open at 7. I have two bands opening up for me, the Extreme Life Praise Band from Life Church. Great praise band, great church. And then Joel Hill will be performing, and then myself.
Well, hey, I hope that place is packed, and we're behind you, and enjoyed your music, and enjoyed the chance to get to share what got you into this and everything. So, again, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, this has been the Right Side Radio program. Thank you guys so much for listening today. Tune in tomorrow at 5:30, but stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got our good friend Lanny Mixon and the Southern Connection.